great ambition and conquest without contribution is without significance. How will history remember you? Think about that. And if you will but ambition and conquest with contribution, your dream will be so significant, they will speak about you for thousands of years. And history will remember you well. And that's why we still talk about Joseph, because his contribution and his ambition and his conquest was with great significance, to the point that he forgave the brothers that wanted to kill him and saved their lives and their children and children's children. You see, the end depends upon the beginning. The end, write that down, depends upon the beginning. You see, if Jesus tarry, how will history remember me? They won't remember me for building a building. People have built buildings. They're going to remember me from stopping people from suicide, from bringing joy, for getting them out of debt, to show them how to live by faith and not by sight. And it will go on and on. You see what I'm saying? Because what happens is my dream and my vision is now infusing, CJ, with yours. You see, what God is doing, all of us may have different dreams and things, but when it all comes, the end from the beginning, when it all happens, it all turns out to be the dream of God. Yeah. And we're all a part of this glorious, significant history. So I love it when they say, oh, he believes in crazy stuff. He's a dreamer. Yeah. Because I am making history. Not so they can just remember that, but to understand the reason for it. That God would be glorified. That's why Jesus said, if you ask me in my name, the Father will be glorified. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. St. John 14, you go read it. See, he is interested in one thing, to glorify his Father. So he is a great example to follow. Now, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me. You're looking at a man that is an avid reader. Without sounding prideful or arrogant, I can talk to you on just about any subject. I have a very phenomenal library. As far as religion, but different thing, but I seek knowledge constantly. I like input. Listen to this. Not knowing what happened before you were born is to forever be a child. Why am I preaching the gospel? I had to go study all those that came before me, that great cloud of witnesses. And if I would not have known their dreams, their aspirations, I would forever bind myself to be a child. Because, see, you got to know why people do what they do. Let me say it again. Not knowing what happened before you were born is to forever be a child. Or in other words, God had called me as a traveling mission, an evangelist to the lost and a revivalist to the church. So, Jeannie, what I had to do is go back. And I got a set of books years ago called 20 Centuries of Great Preaching. Some of you may have that in your library. And I've read these things, these great men, the G. Campbell Morgans. You talk about an expositor. Spurgeon. And I begin to read why they did what they did. John Calvin. Even though they said some things, brother, that I did not believe in terms of, you know. But I had to know that I would ever put myself in prison and would never grow. I would forever make myself a child. You see what I'm saying? And I find that a lot of things that these men and women did were infused into my dreams as I would go out in the world and preach this gospel. Do you see that? I never just wanted to be a child. Because the Bible said, you know, when you become a man, you put away childish things. You must know your heritage of faith and your history of that great cloud of witnesses, because all of them had dreams.